We now continue with lesson number 78 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim. We are a little further into the 19th perek. Today we will study perek 19, Mishnayos 4 and 5, perek Yutes, Mishneh Dalet and Hey, Mishneh Dalet. And we are continuing with our new friend, the ancient bed. Actually, it's not so different from modern beds, but in some ways it's more basic, more primitive. We're up to Mishneh Dalet. Nisa hazov al hamito v'al hamizron. We know that if a zov sits or lies upon a bed or a couch or a chair, that moshav, that seat, or that mishkov, that bed, takes on the same halacha as the zav, and it too becomes an av hatuma. So, suppose the zav has been carried, meaning the zav has reclined upon the mita while the mizron was attached to it. So the mizron is a belt of a sort, a ribbon, a long ribbon, which is a belt around the frame of the bed, which holds the bed tighter in place. And maybe there's even a little bit of mizron extending outside the bed, protruding a bit. So the mita and the mizron, since the zav less reclined and rested upon it, they together become an av hatuma. And as an av hatuma, metame shnayim, the mizron is tome medris, like the mita itself, and it's become an av hatuma. Whatever it touches becomes a rishon lituma, and whatever that touches, the rishon, becomes a sheni lituma. That's what it means, metame shnayim. It is metame another object, and then beyond that, still another object. Uposel echot. But when the second object touches the third, the objects here in question are food, so that food, which is a shlishi, is only posel, not tome. In other words, it itself has a halacha of tuma, but it cannot pass the tuma on further. So that if the mizron touches object number one, an object number one touches object number two, an object number two touches truma, the truma becomes tome, has halacha of truma tomeya, but that truma, which is a shlishi in a sense, cannot pass the tuma on any further to a fourth object, food, or whatever. Divrei Rav Meir. This is Rav Meir's opinion, which is consistent with his opinion in yesterday's Mishneh Gimel, that the mizron which protrudes from the mita is a chibur to the mita. So the mizron, even that part of the mizron which is protruding from the mizron, also takes on the halacha of an avatuma, it's tome tumas medras. So says Rab Meir. Rab Yossi Omer, Niso hazov al hamito ve'al hamizron asoro tfochim mitame shnayim uposelechot. Yes, he agrees that the bed itself and the mizron and that which protrudes from the mizron up until ten tfochim is an avatuma and is metame object number one. If object number one touches object number two, the object number two is tame, and if object number two touches truma, the truma becomes tameya, but that's where it stops, poselechot. However, Rabbi Yossi, consistent with his opinion in the third Mishnah, which we learned yesterday, says that me'asorav alachutz, everything that protrudes beyond ten tfochim from the mito, mitame echod uposel echod. It is not considered, whatever is beyond ten tfochim is not considered a chibur to the mito. And therefore, whatever is beyond ten tefachim is only tomei tumas maga. It has touched an avatuma. It has touched the inner part of the mizron, less than ten tefachim from the mizron. So that which is ten tefachim out from the bed of the mizron becomes a rishon. A rishon can only be metame a sheni. The sheni is posel a shlishi bitruma. So that's the meaning of metame echod uposel echod. that whatever this Mizra beyond 10 Tfochim touches becomes a Sheni L'tumah. It itself is a Rishon, it becomes a Sheni. That's Metamei Echot. And that second object, Posel Echot, can pass it on. If it touches Truma, it renders that Truma Tomei, but the Truma goes no further than that point. The Mishnah continues. Niso Al HaMizron Me'asorov Alifnim Tomei Me'asorov Alachutz Tohor. That's our girsa, that the words tomei in tohor in this last phrase of the Mishnah are in lashon zohar, tomei and tohor, and therefore are referring to the mizron. However, that, and many rishonim learn the pshat in the Mishnah that way, according to that girsa, tomei and tohor. The Bar Tanura, Rabbi Beno Avadia mi Bar Tanura, insists that that is not the proper reading of the Mishnah, Tomei and Tohor, but rather Tomei'a and Tohora in the feminine, in the Nekeva. And so that we're referring to is not the status of the Mizron, which is Lashon Zohar, but rather the status of the Mita, which is Lashon Nekeva. So therefore, according to the Bar Tanura, and his pshat is that which we will follow, Nisa al HaMizron, if a Zov reclines, or lies upon, or his weight is supported by the Mizron itself, but not the bed. Me'asorov alifnim. So if he was reclining upon the Mizron within 10 tfachim from the bed, then Tomeya, the bed is Tomei. Because whatever is within 10 tfachim, that much of the Mizram which protrudes up till 10 tfachim from the bed is considered a chibur l'mita. So if the Mizram became Tomei Tumas Medris because it supported Azov, the bed is Tameya along with it. Tameya, Lashon Nekeva, referring to the bed. However, Me'asor v'lachutz, if the Zov took his nap upon this Mizram, but upon that section of the Mizram, what was further out than 10 tvachim from the bed, then Tahora, the bed remains Tahora, because the bed is not Tomei, because whatever is beyond 10 tvachim in the Mizron of the Mizron is not Mechubar, is not considered a Chibur to the Mita. It's not attached to the Mita remains Tahora. This is the Bar Tanura's opinion. And he concludes his opinion and defends it with the following fascinating words. Kach nira be'enai pirush mishne zo. This is my opinion. This is what appeals to me. This is what is pleasing to my eyes about the understanding of this Mishnah, with the girsa being to meya tahora, referring to the status of the bed. However, he adds, Figirsas Rabosai, my teachers had a different girsa, a different reading, namely Tomei v'Tohor in the masculine. Upirusham lo niskabeli. But their understanding of the Mishnah based upon that girsa is not acceptable to me. The Bar Tanura disagrees with his own teachers. And then he continues, V'chein divrei horambam shekosta befirush mishnezu. And also the Rambam's explanation of this Mishnah, which he writes in his Pirush HaMishnayis, Lo nichnisu bi oznai klal. Those words didn't go into my ears. They were totally unacceptable to me. V'dikdakti achakach b'chiburo. And then after that, I was careful to consult the Rambam's magnum opus, not his commentary on the Mishnah, which he wrote when he was a very young man, but rather his masterwork, the Yad HaChazoka. And I looked it up, says the Bar Tanura, in Hilchus Kelim, Perikov Aleph, Halacha Tes. V'nira li, he writes, the Bar Tanura, Sheshom Chozabo, that in his masterwork, in his code, he changed his opinion from the explanation he gave on this Mishnah, which was unacceptable to me. U'pirash Mishnah zo, k'moshe pirashti yokan. But the Rambam in his code, in his Yad HaChazaka, in Hilchus Kelim, has an explanation which coincides with mine, that the girsa here is Temeyah and Tehoirah, and we are talking about the status of the mitah when the Mizran is the object upon which the Zav was Nisa, upon the object which is on the Zav sat or reclined. So that's Mishneh Dalet. Mishneh Hey continues. Mita shehoisa temeya midros. A bed which was temeya midros. A Zav took a nap upon that bed. Now that bed is an avatuma temeya midros. Now, v'chorach lo mizron, he wraps around the bed this ribbon around the framework of the bed to hold the bed in place, to hold the parts tighter together. Now, once this mizron is now part of the bed, so, kula tumeya midros, it's all an avatuma, the midros too, now it's connected to the bed. It is like the bed, an avatuma. Persho, now he strips this Mizran off of the bed. He Tameya Medras. The bed remains Tomei Tumas Medras, Avatuma. Vaha Mizran Maga Medras. The Mizran is nothing more than an object which has come into contact with an Avatuma. So it is only Orishon. Suppose Hoiso Tameya Tumas Shiva, the bed was Tomei Tiva Shiva. The bed came in touch with a dead body. So the bed is now an Avatuma. But Tomei Tumas Shiva, not Tomei Medras. V'chorach lo Mizron, and he attached to the bed, he wrapped around the bed this ribbon. Kula Tumeya Tumas Shiva. So the bed plus the ribbon plus the Mizron is now Tomei Tumas Shiva. The Mizron too is part of the bed. It too is an Avatuma Persha. But now if he removes the Mizron from the bed, he Tumeya Tumas Shiva. The bed remains an Avatuma Tumas Shiva 7 days. V'ha Mizron Tomei Tumas Erev, but the Mizron, as a Rishon Lituma, is only Tomei until the evening. It goes to the mikveh, and when evening comes, it's Tohor. It goes to the mikveh, it's immersed up in the mikveh in the day, and then when evening comes, it's Tohor. Hoysa Tomei Tumas Erev, suppose the bed itself only came into contact with an avatuma, so the bed itself is only Tomei Tumas Maga for that one day, no longer. V'korach lo Mizron, and he wrapped a Mizron which was Tohor originally, and he wrapped it around the bed. Kula Tomei Tumas Erev. Now, the Mizron as part of the bed is also Tomei, the same as the bed itself, Tumas Erev, it's a Rishon. Persha, but once the mita and the mizron are separated, and you remove the mizron from the mita, he tumeya tumas erev. The mita, of course, retains its tuma tumas erev. But viha mizron tohor, the mizron is tohor. Aye, the mizron came into contact with the mita which was tomei, but the mita which was tomei in this last case is only a rishon. And the halacha is that a kli, a vessel, namely this mizron, which is a kli, is only mekabel tumah from an avatumah. And here the mitah was not an avatumah, but a rishon. So the mizron is completely tohor. And so we have completed Mishneh Hay, and in the process concluded lesson number 78.